Welcome, sports fans out there in Southwest Alaska. We got a beauty coming up for you here. Sandpoint Eagles, man, they were right there yesterday, hanging tough with a big no-attack team. And we had my son Charles and I had talked about it. I said, you know, these kids, they get by no-attack, and the Nilchik ends up in the championship game. They will have that practice against a big guy. Well, guess what? That big guy erupted yesterday late, and, of course, the Eagles got bounced out of that chance to go to a championship game. This is a great ball club, though. They're not big. Wilson, the big kid out there, did an excellent job first half for them yesterday, but they just couldn't sustain it through four quarters. And coming into this game with Scammon Bay got taken out by Nikolaevas in a game that they never got on track in their game. They just kept playing Nikolaevas' game, and now Nikolaevas winning by about 13, I think it was the final 54-41. I could check the scores, but nevertheless, both teams here in the consolation semifinals, you got to win here to move to that fourth place game. Scammon Bay came in with expectations of a championship. They were runners-up last year. And here's the tip. Goes to Scammon Bay, but right away inside, the handoff in their Shannon Rivers hands off. But Evan Wilson says, yeah, I can take that. Thanks a lot. And so it's the Sandpoint Eagles, the Eagles versus the Eagles. It's Sandpoint that will get an opportunity here at their end. Here's Evan. Nice little free throw line jumper. Comes up a little short. Rivers all over Carl Smith there as he got the rebound. And then going baseline was Ryder, and Gunderson steps on the line. One thing that is the Eagles from Scammon Bay, their defense is what fuels their offense, and they need the turnovers, and they need to do those double teams, and that's what gets them in rhythm. And they never did yesterday but once, and that was in the third period where they made a run, closed out the third period down by three going into the fourth. As here is a long two, it looks like. No, it's going to be a three-pointer. Hang on a second. Yeah, they put a three up there, and the referee, he was right here with me when I was saying it was a long two, and it was like, yeah, I agree. I didn't call it three. Three went on the scoreboard, so I want to fix those quickly. So the long two from the Eagles, Jerry Sundown. As Wilson now on the left baseline. I just didn't get that one in the right shooting spot. Is running the floor there, the two-pointer for Scammon Bay. Tyler Rivers running the floor, picked up an easy two, and a timeout for Sandpoint. Coach Sergeant over there says, hang on just a second. Folks, we need to get our boys untracked here. Passing around the coffee and actually, I think it's just water. No. These kids will get on track. They'll be fine. Fun watching this group here. Well, both teams certainly, too, as Scammon Bay coming in from out there in western Alaska, north, well, kind of between Norton Sound and down the mouth of the Kuskokwim River, geography-wise. And Coach Harley Sundown's built a real nice program there. There's a shot by Smith out on the right side. Misses there. Rebound and up and in. Ryan Gunderson gets the first two for the Eagles of Sandpoint. And Gunderson ties, or actually brings it back within two there, as that fast break was what brought the timeout. Now here's Sundown in the lane there. Shannon Rivers in the lane there, misses his shot. That's what we saw him do yesterday. They reverted into that one-on-one play. Didn't work for him. Doesn't work for him here, and that plays into Sandpoint's plans then, as there's Colton Mack sliding it up the court, deep in the corner to Evan Wilson. Back to Mack. Keeps the dribble. Now tries to throw out of the double team there, and that's Carl Hunter for Scammon Bay with the steal. Hustling it up court to Sundown. Now to Tyler Rivers, back to Sundown. The three try or long two misses, and Mack comes out of there with the carom as Colton swings it past over to Smith. And up high, shot there by That was her take, I believe. Yeah. Got blocked off by the referee. It was Joseph. At the other end, the two-pointer for Tyler Rivers. That will be actually a long two-pointer called a three. So we'll give him that one. Here's Gunderson. Can't quite get the drive. Left it a little bit short, but there is Wilson for the rebound and put back. Evan. A good job off the glass. And now from the other side, Jerry Sundown with the two-pointer. 9-4 score here, 4:37 to go in this first period, as Colton Mack has it for Sandpoint. Just getting started here, the third day for 1A, second day for 2A. A lot of basketball being played here at the Alaska Airlines Center as Mack looks inside to Wilson, pins his man on the far side. That was Carl Hunter, and gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. So Wilson with the two-pointer makes it a 9-6 ball game halfway through this first period. Now there's a settling shot for Rivers out there. Shannon Rivers just takes one dribble and steps up, and Ortega gets loose at the other end and scores two. So Ortega with a nice run out there after Gammon Bay's Shannon Rivers just sort of stood out there about 6 feet back the line and said, well, I'll just take a three, I guess. And it led to a fast break for Gammon Bay. There's Rivers with the rebound off the miss inside. Misses there, Rivers does. As it comes ahead to Ortega, down the right side he goes, and Joseph with another bucket. Give the assist to Ryan Gunderson. So the Eagles now take their first lead at 10-9. Here's a sweeping drive inside there. Missing off the shot was Theodore Sundown. And a foul. It's going to be on Sundown. And there'll be a timeout, I think, coming up right now. We'll take one, too. You're listening to KSDP coverage of the Sandpoint Eagles as well as the King Cove T-Jacks here at the 1A State Championship.
Thanks, Carl. Yep, you are tuned in right now to 8:30 a.m. Thank you so much. The boys of Sandpoint right now against Gammon Bay in this early 8 a.m. game. Hope everyone's enjoying their coffee who's listening right now. I'm going to go get myself a cup in just a second, but make sure you tune in. Stay tuned, I should say, after this game. We will have King Cove squaring up. But thank you to our sponsors who make this program possible, but I want to take this time to really thank you, the listener. You make KSDP a reality. Become a member at KSDP for a donation of any amount. It really helps us. Supports public community radio here in Sandpoint and the Aleutians East Borough.
And out of the timeout, the Sandpoint Eagles will have a chance to build their first lead here. 10-9, they lead by one, 3 minute mark of the first period. And it's been Sandpoint. Austin talked about coffee. Coach Sargent having that timeout early as they were down 4-0. And they got right back in their game a little bit and, you know, said, okay, just pick them off one possession at a time. And they have. Here's Colton Mack in the lane, banks it off the glass from the right side, and Colton with his first bucket. As here, Gammon Bay in the hands of Shannon Rivers. He handles the basketball, touches it more than any of the Eagles there. He'll bring it up. He'll be the quarterback. He's also the leading scorer usually is. Here's Mack back the other way. He does the same for Sandpoint. And to the floor goes Mack with Rivers right on him. Saves the basketball out to Ortega. Now it's to Wilson on the left side. Back up to Ortega. And Colton will reset. Clock winding down here in the first period. Just over 2 minutes to go. Great pass inside there by Gunderson. Finds Wilson. The shot bounces around and out. It's going to be Gammon Bay basketball, 12-9 score at the 2:07 mark here of this first period. And Shannon will bring it up for the Gammon Bay crew. Coach Harley Sundown built a nice program here. Runners up last year at state. Runners up a couple years ago at 1A state before the 2A schools dropped down. Evan with it from Mack. And now to Carl Smith. And Smith tries a three. Gunnarsson on the inside position, but doesn't have the height to match there for Jerry Sundown. And Jerry with the rebound as they come out firing at the other end. The three-point try there by Theodore Sundown is short. And the Eagles will walk it up, ball in the hands of Colton Mack. Yeah, that's right. Colton can walk and dribble. Usually he's going about 70 miles an hour, right? And here he goes, 70 miles an hour to the key off the give from Wilson and scores the easy one. Boy, that kid's got just such a soft touch as the two-pointer. Mack makes it a five-point lead now. A foul going to be inside. I think they're going to call it on Evan there. We'll see. No, it's going to be actually on Ortega with the grab. Evan thought he might get it because he was turned to the shooter, and it was Shannon Rivers, the shooter, and Shannon got banged into him here. Now I'm for Scammon Bay, the Joe Uterik. And the line, Shannon Rivers, one more. Off the back iron it goes, and Gunnarsson slices in there for the rebound as Ryan got chased by two Scammon Bay players on the sideline. One of them knocked it out of his hands, but he did an excellent job of splitting the two Scammon Bay players there and got that rebound, kind of let it come out to himself off his hand there. Here's the drive by Mack. In the lane, he goes, and the lefty is good for Colton. So warming up is Mack. As that's now a 16-9 lead. We go down the last half minute here of this first period. And coming up Gimpy there, Theodore Sundown on the drive, scores the two-pointer, but came down kind of funny, and he is sort of hopping off of there. Can't really see if it's an ankle or stretched knee. Came down a little awkward as he did the drive. Looked like, you know, how you kind of come down stiff leg, hit on a leg, so your knee takes a jarring. Colton Mack in the backcourt. Picked up out there now by just in the ballgame, Jaden Charlie. As there's Ortega. Saves the ball there. Down to 15 seconds. Wilson in the corner. Goes to Ortega. Free throw line jumper. Not there, but Ortega with the rebound off the miss. Here comes the Gunnarsson. He misses the shot there. Evan underneath. That one misses. Carl Smith, and he's fouled by Sundown. 1.6 seconds on the clock. That was Jerry, I think, with the foul. It is into Smith. It goes from Mack, and they score right before the buzzer. Beautiful job by Mack and Smith on the timing event. They didn't have much time. He throws it in. Smith in the air, banks it in off the glass. We're done with one quarter of play. And Sandpoint up on top early here, 18-11 after one quarter here at the 1A State Championship. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to 830 AM KSDT.
Great first quarter action there. Good to see what's going to happen here. Can't wait. But right now, let's just hear a quick word from a couple of our sponsors at KSDP.
Wastak Electronics in Sandpoint offers value on electronics and marine equipment. Located in the Peter Pan Complex on the Spit, Wastak offers a wide variety of merchandise, from movies to video games to computer monitors. Your value center in Sandpoint, Alaska.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor
here,
830 AM KSDP.
With the basketball in the hands of the Eagles from Sandpoint, as Colton Mack tips out the missed shot there, and they'll reset. 18-11 score for Sandpoint, and here is Mack in the lane, and what a beautiful job to square up to the basket. His defender goes down as he twists in the air. just lays that ball in softly, and Mack now with eight in the ball game. 3-point try by Scammon Bay misses is into the lane. Was Uchurik. Now he gets it back, tries it again. Blocked there by Evan Wilson and Gunderson as the three will go this time. That three by Jaden Charlie. And back the other way, here comes Ortega. He'll charge at the hoop, and he's fouled there. Ortega, that was a fearless drive there. He runs into Flynn, pretty good-sized young man, 6'1", the senior, and a strong body. Ortega, the 10th grader, says, hey, I'm coming at you. Be ready, and goes to the line for two shots. Gotta love that. Flynn with the foul. And Ortega, good on the first one. So that makes it a 21-14 lead, and they'll stay that right now. 7-point lead still at 6:50 to go here in this first half of play, just underway in the second period. Oh, boy, that's pass sales. And for Scammon Bay, they find themselves starting to dig a little bit of a hole here. They're going to be careful. Boy, Jerry Sundown was riding Gunderson there with an arm. Long him, I thought he was going to get the call. And in the backcourt, now Scammon Bay will put on some pressure. Comes to Ortega. He's got the dribble. Ahead to Carl Smith at half court. So they break it easily with two dribbles and a pass to half court. Back to Smith it goes. Nobody on him, so he'll try the shot. A little bit out of rhythm when you do that. He waited. He was open when he got it, but gee, should I or should I not? There's Ortega. Hands off to Matt Colton. Free throw line goes to Wilson. Evan down the right side. Puts up the shot. Can't get it to go. And it's going to be Scammon Bay basketball. So for the Eagles of Sandpoint, the 21-14 score here with 2 minutes gone in the second period. Things in good shape. Lots of basketball, though. You got to watch that, as they found out yesterday. Close game with no attack, but then end up actually a score not indicative of how close it was for about three-quarters of the game there, I believe. There's the pass across court over there. Ortega trying to track it. Probably would have stolen it if he got a better handle on that pass. Uchurik now handles it for Scammon. And rising up with a jumper there was Charlie. Jaden miss is taken down by Wilson. Colton Mack brings Charlie up court on the dribble drill. As Colton now crossover and goes inside, runs into Flynn and saves it to Gunderson. And a long rebound coming out for the Scammon Bay Eagles. Paul Kaganik now to Jaden Charlie. And over on the baseline, there's the shot missing. And Kaganik with the rebound underneath still keeps the dribble. As Jaden Charlie flips it over in the corner. Scammon also now, Jeremiah Rivers in there. And here's Rivers with the shot, and he hits it. So Jeremiah coming in for Scammon and knocking down a three-pointer, makes it 21-17. Gunderson will miss on the drive down the left side. The shots are there for Sandpoint right now, just not dropping. Good looks in here and in close, too. Those are hard ones, though, from the baseline, floating in there. You can't use the backboard from that angle. Here's a stripped drive there. Ahead it comes to Colton Mack. Gunderson got it with help from Ortega, and Mack has it now down on the right wing. Mack cross court over to Ortega. Has Carl Smith down on the left block, and Evan on the right. Now the bounce pass into Smith, and Smith will turn and shoot. Misses, gets his own rebound, blocked by Flynn. drops it off to Wilson and Evan. Doesn't put it in there. Gunderson has it now. Out to Mack. Boy, great job by the boys there. Mack comes up with that. Wilson was going to lose it out of bounds, and Mack got there in time to save it, but can't hit the shot. As Scammon with a chance to cut it even closer. 4-point lead now, 21-17. 3:15 to go in this first half. And in the deep corner it is to Uteric. Inside, Flynn, Wilson on, and Wilson's blocked out there. Uteric comes in to try to get it, and Gunderson slips out of there to pick up the ball on the sideline. Now Mack, behind his back, he goes, and Mack attacks, is there for two. 23-17. Colton, back next year as a junior. Boy, you'd love to see that as a coach. Another three ball, this one from Charlie. So Jaden Charlie, along with Jeremiah Rivers, three threes in this quarter, and that's what's kept him close. It's now a 23-20 score. Oh, good. I see Webster getting ready to come in. Here's Wilson sweeping in with a little hook from the left to right side. And Evan Wilson with the two-pointer. 25-20. 12 on the clock here. As a shot from the outside. Good for Scammon Bay. And that was Paul Kaganik. So Kaganik picks up the three. And here is Ortega back the other way, fouled on the drive. He'll shoot two. And Kaganik with the foul. Boy, the Eagles coming off the bench there are hitting their shots. Oh, it's going to be on Rivers, actually. So Ortega steps the line for two shots, made one or two on his first trip there. This one in and spins out. And for the Eagles from Sandpoint, the lead at 25-23. 1:52 on the clock, first half. Goes back to a 3-point lead as the second one good for Ortega. Now the first one out of two the first time, the second one out of two the second time. Next time the line, both of them. Joseph makes it a 26-23 lead. Scammon Bay down low. Good job to find the open man. Flynn tries the putback. It's blocked. Mack comes out of there with the rebound, but tapped away. Charlie ends up with it. Scammon Bay working around the outside. Kaganik, I believe that is, has blocked out from the number, and it was actually Rivers instead. His three-pointer comes up short. Colton Mack way out there. His too long, maybe. 1:11 on the clock in a 26-23 ball game. Charlie's going to lose the handle as that's out of bounds. It will be Sandpoint basketball. 1:04 on the clock here in the first half. And the Eagles with a chance to push the lead out here a little bit, a 3-point lead. Here's Mack to the lane. He goes, banks it off the glass with a little toss there. He has such an array of deliveries with that basketball when he's going to score on a drive. Hard man to guard, certainly here. As Colton Mack makes it a 28-23 ball game, 41 seconds on the clock. Kick ball, they say, on Gunderson as Webster does get in there, along with Wolf Jackson. Anthony, just a ninth grader. Boy, played such a great game there on that opening day, too. And here's the drive by Charlie. Gets Wolf in the air as then drops off the pass inside there, and the two-pointer for Flynn. Now ahead to Ortega. Floats his shot up. Can't get it to go. Rebound off, 28-25. Scammon Bay with it. Jaden Charlie brings it up with just 10 seconds on the clock. Colton Mack keeps him way out there. And in the corner, though, Kaganik gets free. Three-pointer on the way. Misses there. Wolf battles Flynn with it. And taken away there by Colton Mack. Well, that's the end of an entertaining first half. The Scammon Bay Eagles at 25. Your Sandpoint Eagles at 28. As we'll be back with more here from the Alaska Airlines Center. 1A state championships continue. And it's the Sandpoint Eagles on top by 3 at halftime. Back in 60 seconds.
All right. That is a great way to end the first half. Up by 4, Sandpoint against Scammon Bay. We'll see how it ends here. The boys are holding on tight. Looking forward to seeing what happens. Well, we're going to have our wrap-up here in 60 seconds, but don't forget, coming up after this, we will have the King Cove T-Jacks playing against Minto. I'm not sure what Minto's mascot is, but we'll find out here in the not-too-distant future, I'm sure of that. But in about 30 seconds, we'll hear from our Carl Pulliam. He is our man down there, the boots on the ground of Anchorage, doing a wonderful job. Him and some Charles, excellent work, always. Small school basketball is the name of their corporation or their entity that operates and brings all this wonderful coverage of basketball all across the state for all the small villages. So big shout out to Carl and Charles. Thank you so much for all you do. And we'll get that wrap up here in just a few seconds.
And halftime here at the Alaska Airlines Center. Just a quick one there, too. Thank you, Austin, too, for the kind words. But Charles, of course, always reminds me of what to do. I'm not a high-tech man, kind of live in the 19th century, I think. But our Facebook page is a place to go for keeping track of all the games here, 1A, 2A state championships, doing synopsises. And I'm supposed to type up right now after I do this the stats here that your boys from Sandpoint are ahead 28-25, and maybe what happened a little bit, just a one-liner or something, on the Facebook page. That's Small Schools Broadcasting, Small Schools Broadcasting on Facebook, and you can follow plus see pictures. Those definitely not my work at all, as we got a lot posted on there to keep track of how things are going here through these 4 days of basketball for the 1A teams. For the Sandpoint Eagles, and actually everybody's a little asleep this morning. We don't have any stats, but we have our point book here, so that's what we can keep track of. For Scammon Bay, the reason this lead isn't larger, Coach Harley Sundown took out every starter and went to his reserves in that second quarter. They came up with 4 3-pointers. The hustle was there. It was a nice matchup between the two teams, and actually they outscored the Sandpoint Eagles 14-10 in that quarter to cut the gap, the 28-25 score here at the half. But you rest your starters, but at the same time, will they be ready to go here in the second half? We might have a different ball game in the second half from Sandpoint or from Scammon Bay, as Sandpoint taking control there in the first quarter, 18-11 after one quarter. But it felt like, gee, they could have been a little bit farther ahead always, as so many shots, good looks too, just didn't drop for them there in that second period. Some nice drives in close, 15-footer, 12-footers. Wilson had a real good look once where, boy, that one, that's one he'd bury. And so the lead could be much more. Scammon Bay is going to come out feeling, man, we're lucky to be here, down 3. So Sandpoint, with a half of basketball to go, will have their hands full with the Eagles. Now, leading the way scoring-wise, 12 points, Colton Mack equals 6 points apiece in each quarter. Close behind, Evan Wilson had 6, and Joseph Ortega was 6. As 2 points then apiece for Carl Smith and Ryan Gunderson, that rounds out the scoring for the Eagles. Well, we're going to take a break, too. We're about 6 minutes away from second half action. We'll get all squared up, and we will pick up a stat sheet, I bet, at some point. We'll find out about rebounds and shooting percentages, all that stuff, too. You're listening to KSDP, 8:30 a.m. coverage of Sandpoint Eagles and the King Cove T-Jacks here at the 1A state championships. Remember, King Cove comes up next and all the great programming after that right here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. Back in 5.5 minutes for second half action.
Roger, 5.5 minutes on the clock. Stay tuned. Don't go too far. One shout out to rule them all. Here's all a thank you to all of our sponsors, and then we'll kick it into high gear with some music. I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSDP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, Tel Alaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska. Well, here we go. Beatles, Across the Universe. Welcome to Friday morning, the 18th of March, 2016.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Jackaroo. Change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Images of broken light which dance before me like a million. They call me on and on across the universe. Haunt me under like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo Davis. Suns, it calls me on and on across the universe.
Okay, thanks. And Eagles back with their kind of mixed lineup that finished the first half. They're out here in the second half to start. So I'll get them down here, too. It's Jeremiah Rivers with Jaden Charlie. I remember Charlie. Charlie starts with the three-pointer and ties it up. 28-28 to open the second period. And that's always a dangerous thought. Here you got the second team out playing the first team. We'll just leave them in there, and they start off hot again in the second half. Carl Smith back to Ortega. Now trying to go to Mack. The pass tipped in there and taken away. This will be Jeremiah Rivers back the other way. Here's Scammon Bay. So the steal. Here's the shot down the right side. Missing for Uteric. And then there's Charlie with that energy of a, reserve player coming in here and saying, okay, coach said, just keep going. And they are fired up. Colton Mack with two players on him in the backcourt now slings it ahead as he goes to Gunderson, back to Ortega, and Mack will set it up. Just underway here, second half, 28 all. The three-pointer from the Eagles of Scammon Bay to tie it up. As they go into Wilson, drifts a shot up there, tries for the rebound, and Flynn comes down and gets him. Like on the head there, but he's all right. He heads up court now. There's a three-point try out there. Flynn with that rebound. Wilson hadn't got back yet. He's still kind of tending to the wounded there. But here's a steal nearly by Gunderson. I thought Charlie pushed him out of the way. Gunderson had a beat on it, but Charlie got to it with help. As Jeremiah Rivers trying to go baseline there on the pass and stolen away, Ortega with the steal. Help from Smith as Colton Mack has it up on the wing. Now he goes to Carl Smith, back to Colton. Mack will put it on the floor as he heads to the free throw line and right back out to Ortega. There's Wilson inside. Wilson, oh boy, that should have been a foul call as Wilson had his arm grabbed in there trying to make the move. And Ortega, though, will go down the left side and he's fouled. As the foul is going to be on Paul Kagane. And at the line is Ortega. So Joseph, first shot, good. And Abe Bravo check in for Sandpoint. Ole Rivers for the Eagles of Scammon Bay. So one more coming here for Joe. Joseph Ortega at the line. This one also good. Well, he said he hit the first of two, then the second of two, and the next time two for two, and he does exactly that. Ortega. Nice job from the free throw line. Makes it 30-28. Sandpoint back on top. There's the three-point try. There's the rebound. Colton Mack running out is Ortega. Ortega at the hoop. Foul there by Jaden Charlie. He'll shoot two more. Mack almost knew. He was like, I'm going to get the rebound and throw it out. Ortega was gone in a flash. And Mack with a great baseball pass there on target. Ortega at the line. First one, good. So for Joseph, the sophomore, stepping up to the line and pushing the lead back out to three, could make it four with one here. You know, I have maybe been, I want to just catch myself too here. I remember the Gunderson boys from about 15 years ago out there at Sandpoint when they did win a state championship and were in the state championship game another year. And I've been calling Ryder Ryan. And they had a Ryan Gunderson. I think that's my, you know, there's a memory cell back there that remembers that. So I apologize for calling Ryan, or Ryder Ryan, and we'll get that straight. I just fixed it in the book. I wrote the book just by knowing the kids from the other day, and I put Ryan down. So sorry, mom and dad out there, if you're listening, or if you're not here, or family and friends. But that's Ryder Gunderson out there, not Ryan. And here's a turnover by Scammon Bay. Colton Mack will bring it up. Good scramble on the floor. Carl Smith and Wilson getting that loose ball in the lane. Nobody else is going to get into that scrum. As in the game, Bravo with the offensive board. Gets it back to Colton. Pulls up. Little runner is good for Mack. And Mack now pushes that lead out after Ortega hits the free throws. It's a 34-28 score. And in the lane, the two-pointer won't work for Jeterik as Wilson with the rebound. And Colton Mack with it. Looks it out there to Ortega, to Evan Wilson at the free throw line. He's going to leave that shot short as Flynn comes out to contest. And he kind of fell off the shot just a little bit too quickly. As here's the shot by Jaden Charlie in a bundle of Sandpoint Eagles. He gets the rebound there and then able to get it out. It's going to be Joe Jeterik going to the line for two shots. And it looks like it's time for that media timeout. We'll take one, too. The first team getting ready to come back in for Scammon Bay to see if they're awake and ready to play. But they come in with Sandpoint leading 34-28, 3:33 on the clock here in the third quarter. Back in a quick 60 seconds.
That must be the media timeout right there. And we'll be coming back to Carl in just a few seconds. Thank you for tuning in. KSTP, and don't forget, 9:45, this is Scammon Bay, Minto and King Cove going off against each other. Sandpoint doing pretty well right now. Hopefully we're going to be able to take it to the next round of the consolation bracket. King Cove hoping to do the same. It'd be kind of funny if the two teams run into each other later down the line. I think that'd be a lot of fun. But we're about to get ready to go back here to the next part of the third quarter. We're diving right now. There's a depth charge alarm.
Oh, okay. All right, Austin, we got it. As 3:33 on the clock here, and a 34-28 score at the line is Jeterik was the one that got fouled on that rebound, and he's got one more. Joe, sophomore. So Scammon Bay with some seniors out there now. As here's the rebound off to Mack, it goes, and to Ortega. Tries to put that one up and in, but, boy, cutting off the pass nicely with Tyler Rivers. As one of those seniors, along with Shannon Rivers, Jerry Sundown, all back on the floor now for Scammon Bay. As it comes into Rivers in the lane, the kick out there. And now to Jerry Sundown. Sundown. Looking for you, Jeterik, on the other side. As Carl Hunter, also one of the starters, but a junior. He finds Sundown. There's Hunter in the lane. Blocked there by Mack and Wilson. And Ortega gives it back to Mack. Now Mack with Rivers on him. Oh, that one's in and out. Wilson, the rebound underneath. Puts it up and in. Oh, boy, great job by Evan to control that rebound. He had hands slapping at him from both sides to try to take that away. He had to do the dribble to set himself, and then he banks it in off the glass as Sundown, maybe getting, or Shannon Rivers getting it out to Sundown, and he hits a three. That is Jerry Sundown with that long one. Ahead it comes to Ortega. Now cross court, Carl Smith. Great pass from Ortega. He puts it up and in. Smith does as the two-pointer gives Sandpoint a 38-31 lead as we approach the two-minute mark of this third period. So things heating up here on court one at the Alaska Airlines Center. Smith, beautiful rebound on the defensive side there in front of Jerry Sundown. And then the long pass from Mack. Rivers tracking it down as Theodore Sundown will check in now. So Scammon Bay with the basketball, a 38-31 lead for Sandpoint, and 1:48 on the clock as we roll to the end of the third quarter. Ball comes into the high post where Hunter is, and now to Rivers, an acrobatic shot in there, but it's not going to go. Rebound by Smith and a foul on Rivers. No foul is going to be on Jerry Sundown, actually. Actually, either one, I would have chose the first foul, and that was on Rivers, but that's often the first foul isn't the one that gets caught. Ortega finds Bravo. Bravo shot doesn't go, but Mack with the rebound comes out to Smith. Nearly stolen away, and it will be. Shannon Rivers out of the back to Theodore Sundown. His shot will miss over the back. Hunter gets it. Back out to Theodore, misses there. Hunter underneath for two. So Hunter with the two-pointer there. Makes it 38-33. Floating a pass over to Wilson. Oh, boy. Ortega. He took a hit to the abdomen there. The foul. Going to be on Sundown. That was Ortega running into Sundown, and he's going to have to go to the sideline for a bit. As Ryder Gunderson checks back in for Sandpoint, Ortega took a shot on that foul by Sundown, his third. Here's Evan Wilson. Shot misses there. Bravo fighting for the rebound. Comes away, though, to Scammon Bay. As down goes Gunderson. And I think there'd be a travel call or maybe a foul call. I don't know, but nothing did get called. Out of bounds, though, it's off of Scammon Bay, so that's the one good thing. And now Ryder will switch out with Ortega. Joseph back in there. He just needed the breather to get his, you know, get his breath back, his feet back on the ground. As that was a shot on that play. Now here's Smith. Tries a long three. Evan right there for the rebound. Too short off the glass. Gets his own board there. Tipped around and into the hands of Scammon Bay as Jerry Sundown catches up with it in the corner and then throws it out to Smith. Carl hands off to Colton Mack, and Mack back the other way with Jaden Charlie right in the hip there, and he still leans in and hits the two-pointer. Now with just 10 seconds on the clock, a steal here by Sandpoint is Scammon Bay. Thought there was less time. Here comes Colton into the lane. Puts it up. Got it! It's a buzzer! My goodness, what a shot by Mack. At the buzzer, scoops one up and a 9-point lead. Mack the last two buckets on beauty. 42-33. We go into the fourth quarter. Back here in 60 seconds for more 1A state championship basketball. Actually, that's right. Let's stay right here, in fact, with our 1A state championship basketball. Remember about the alarms and stuff. Remember, the great sponsors bringing you today's coverage as well as the coverage for the King Cove game coming up next, back-to-back for KSDP 1A consolation round. And these are the semifinals. So the winners here will play tomorrow for the consolation championship. And right now, Sandpoint in control as we go into the fourth period, 42-33 over Scammon Bay. So the winners here will play tomorrow for the consolation championship, and it could be, if King Cove wins their game too, could end up with a King Cove Sandpoint consolation championship game tomorrow. That'd be pretty cool. Here's Matt. Out it comes to Ortega. Joseph shot, leaves it a little short. Ball off the hands of a couple of players and ends up into Scammon Bay's hands as Paul Kaganik with that two-pointer. Comes up to Bravo and back to Mack as they've got to push it up ahead. Now they do. There's Ortega finding Smith for two. From Joseph Ortega on that, 44-35. Back to nine it goes. In the lane, here's Buterik, and a foul going to be called on Bravo. And Ryder Gunderson going to check in for Abram. As the ball into Scammon Bay. Tyler Rivers with it up high. Picked up there by Mack. Now pulls up the dribble. They go in the corner. The drop-down pass there. Stolen away there by Mack from behind. As Kaganik getting it in his hands, but not for long. Here comes Mack racing up court down the left side. Stopped there by Jaden Charlie, so he'll bring it back up high. And a pass looking for Wilson. Out of bounds it goes. Tell you how early in the morning it is. We just got our first stat sheet here at the end of the third period of is the update. And there's the long shot, Scammon Bay. Tyler Rivers just firing from outside. He's one of those seniors, along with Shannon Rivers and Jerry Sundown, Tristan Flynn. They're potentially playing their final game here. And at the state tournament right now, 44-35 score in favor of the Eagles from Sandpoint. Wilson in the corner. Wilson's shot is good. Evan with the three. Wilson with a big bucket there. Gets a pass from Ortega and sinks it. That'll make it 47-35, first double-digit lead. And a travel call as Charlie drags a foot there. So Ryder Gunderson checking in. Hold it here. The referee's in. Wait just a second. And coming in will be Jeremiah Rivers. And he'll come in for Hunter. As Ryder can inbound it. Devin Wilson. Now back to Ryder. It goes to Ortega up high. Boy, playing right there at the half-court line. Dangerous territory, but they knew what to do. Here's Ryder underneath from Smith. And Ryder with the two-pointer. 49-35, 6 minutes on the clock. A 14-point lead for Sandpoint. Now Charlie with it. Jaden back up high to Kaganik. Works it to the left side where Jeremiah Rivers is. Gets Ortega screened out. Back to Charlie it goes. As he'll sneak in on the drive. The kick out. Kaganik, no shot in the corner. To Yacharik as he comes into the lane and puts in the two-pointer. So Yacharik with that two cuts it to 12. There's Evan Wilson with it. He's going to try for three again. Evan's feeling it. Wilson with the three. Two of them here in the fourth quarter. A big guy showing his range. As there's Charlie trying to get around Smith. And Smith will get charged with the foul. Now the ball comes into Scammon Bay here. Is the shot missing by Jeremiah Rivers is Wilson with the rebound. Head down the right side. There's Ortega in and out, but Wilson with the rebound put back, and Evan will put Sandpoint up now 54-37, 4:40 on the clock. As Sandpoint building the biggest lead of the ball game for them, and there's the overthrow pass inside, trying to go to Charlie was Paul Kaganik, and he sailed that pass as Shannon Rivers comes in, and along with Jerry Sundown. And so the two of the three seniors out there right now for Scammon Bay. As this game winded down, 4:22 on the clock, lots of time still, but Sandpoint just getting in a rhythm and controlling it. Here's Wilson. Down the lane he goes right side, getting a piece of it was Shannon Rivers. Out the other end, Kaganik. Over to Jeremiah Rivers, to Shannon Rivers, and blocked there by Wilson. And Evan picks up his second. And Shannon Rivers at the line. First one is good. Rivers, that is Shannon's first points, I believe, of the ball game. Yes, it is. And the second one also good. So two from the line for Shannon. Makes it a 54-39 score. As here's Smith, goes to Wilson. Now the flip out to Ortega on the wing. Go back to Colton Mack. And there's Smith open on the right side, and Colton Mack rifles one right to him in motion, shoots it up and in off the glass for two. As here's Shannon Rivers at the other end. Goes on the left baseline trying to put up the shot there. He does, but the miss taken down by Sandpoint. Wilson now with it. Out high. He'll go to Ortega on the far side. And Ortega with the drive inside pushed on the drive, but doesn't get the benefit of the call. So Scammon Bay back with the basketball. Coming up the three-minute mark, down 17, 56-39. And Rivers, Shandon, look it up high. He'll go to the left side. Is working the basketball around out there. Jeremiah Rivers back to Shandon. Tries to go inside, taken away by Colton Mack. And that was just good, clean defense there by Mack. Chips it out and then heads up court with the basketball on the run out. As here come the Eagles back the other way. They get the tip pass. And there's the two-pointer from Jeremiah Rivers. Now in the backcourt, Joe Ortega goes to Wilson. The ball in the air was slapped down. Scammon had it briefly, but then was turned over on the dribble, picking up that loose ball with a carry call. Here's Colton Mack with it. Mack to Ortega now, top of the key. Gives back to Colton, and they go inside to Smith. Smith turns on his man there. The shot won't go, but here is Mack following the play, and Colton in one motion puts it up and in. Ortega at the other end steals a long pass as they try to go for the quick fast break. Colton into the lane, goes off to Ryder, and Ryder rolls one in. Gunderson from the left side makes it 60-41 now. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. And for the Scammon Bay Eagles, timeout here. Time to say, hey, you know what? It's been a run, but with a 19-point lead, with the team the way Sandpoint's playing, we're not going to get this one, boys. And Coach Harley Sundown talking to a couple of kids in particular. Shannon Rivers, Jerry Sundown. And it's just going to be Rivers staying out there as Sundown and Tyler Rivers, the other seniors, along with Tristan Flynn. They're going to be on the sideline. Shannon will take them down to finish here for Scammon Bay. As this is going to be Sandpoint moving ahead. I will guarantee it at this point. I usually don't like to guarantee ahead of the 0-0s over there, but everything going their way because they're just in sync. It's just happening here. Beautiful job of basketball. And the coaching, a lot to do with that, too. Here's the missed shot there by Jaden Charlie. Held ball, they're going to call it. Kind of not sure what to call in there, so we'll go with the held ball, and that's not a bad call. Now in for possession arrow. It'll be Scammon Bay actually getting it instead. And in now two for Sandpoint. As here's the steal, Colton Mack with it. Leaves it out there for Ortega. They try to go to our new player in there is Joshua Bravo. And Smith gets called for the foul. Jaden Charlie got him up in the air. Smith came down and made it so that Charlie couldn't shoot the shot, but he does get the foul there. Jaden to the line for two. And Jaden with the first shot is short. So Jerry Sundown did check back in, huh? And the second one coming up for Jaden on the way and also short, same spot as Colton Mack with the rebound. It to Smith it goes, now to Ryder. Gunderson back to Colton and over to Ortega. Ortega, good job of pivoting out of trouble, and then there's the foul going to be on Jaden Charlie. As a push there by Shannon Rivers, ball went into Ortega down there. 16 fouls, 60-41 score here, and only 1:10 now left on the clock. And a complete victory here by the Sandpoint Eagles. As there was runs by Scammon Bay, but answered every time by Sandpoint. And very efficiently, very effectively, Evan Wilson, big fourth quarter there to kind of help put this game away. From a 10-point lead, running it out close to a 20-point lead, and the three-point shooting there, Wilson hitting two in this fourth quarter. As a ball out of bounds at the other end off of Scammon, so Ortega in the backcourt with just over 40 seconds to go. Gunderson runs into one of the Scammon players. And timeout on the floor as Ryan will walk that off. That'll bring Webster in there. Anthony Webster, one of the freshmen, Carl Smith, the other one, for Sandpoint. So Ryder to the sideline over there. It'll be out of bounds for Sandpoint here. Colton Mack will inbound is coming in Webster. Now Carl Smith, Webster, Joshua Bravo, Mack, and Ortega. There's a steal by Shannon Rivers. Goes behind the back to Sundown. Bravo nearly breaks it up over there. The shot was missed by Sundown, and now the rebound comes off to Carl Smith. Here's Colton Mack with it in the backcourt. And there's the foul in the backcourt. Mack's going to get a chance to shoot a couple free throws. A 60-41 score in favor of Sandpoint right now. But Mack could change that a bit. 9 seconds is all that's left. And when we look ahead to tomorrow's game, that one at 9:40 tomorrow, will be Sandpoint away, and he misses on the front end, so the clock's going to wind down. Shannon Rivers with it, just 4 seconds on the clock, three, Mack in front of him. He'll try the shot. The three-pointer on the way is not there. That's the end of the ball game. It is the Sandpoint Eagles victorious here in fine fashion, 60-41, the final score for the Eagles. Scammon Bay out of the tournament there with their second loss. And Sandpoint in that fourth place game tomorrow at 9:40 against either Minto or King Cove. That game coming up next year on KSDP. We're going to take this 60-second timeout, send it back to our station, see if we're good to go back there. KSDP 8:30 a.m. bringing you 1-8 state championship basketball, the coverage of the King Cove T-Jacks and the Sandpoint Eagles. As we'll be back with our post-game wrap-up here and get ready for the next one right here on KSDP, AM 830 in Sandpoint, back in 60.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. Great broadcast, and that was a great game. Thank you so much to the boys over there in Scammon Bay, doing a great job, bringing forth a good effort, and just doing a wonderful job playing basketball. And Sandpoint going on to play in the next round. They're going to play either against Minto or against King Cove. And wouldn't that just be so awesome if it was King Cove and Sandpoint playing against for fourth place in the tournament? Well, we will find out what happens here in just 30 minutes. And we're going to have a wrap-up here in just a couple seconds. So don't go anywhere. You are tuned in to 8:30 a.m. KSDP for live 1A basketball out in Anchorage. The state tournament's happening right now. Carl Pulliam on the line right now from Small Schools Basketball, bringing you the coverage that you want. So in just a few seconds, he'll be back on the air for the wrap-up.
The teams, players of the games being announced. Jaden Charlie for Scammon Bay. And for the Eagles from Sandpoint, well, Colton Mack. Why not? A great job there. I'd say Mack, Evan Wilson, Joseph Ortega, take your pick. Carl Smith, nice job by the freshman. He came up with a total of 8 points, actually, but, just a real well-played game with doing the things that he saw he could do and not making many mistakes out there. The young fella did great, as all the players actually do. And, of course, the senior at Wilson, 16 points of those two three-pointers there in the fourth period. Took that lead, just kept pushing it out. And that's when his second one was the one that made it 17. You could just see the Scammon Bay players at that point go, wow, that three just made it, such and such. And whatever the score was at that point, they were just, that put them under, I think, right there. So great job by the Sandpoint Eagles. Led in scoring by Colton Mack. He had 20, as we said. Wilson, the senior, was 16. 8 points for Carl Smith. With six was Ryder Gunderson. And then Joseph Ortega hitting those free throws in the second half to get things started after Scammon Bay cut it, actually tied it at 28. Ortega steps the line, hits two from the line. The next trip down, two more from the line. And that just restored that lead to the point where Scammon Bay never threatened again. I don't know what to say. A team that had high expectations, and then they come in flat, right? But they just never really get back into it there as the boys built a little bit of a larger lead by the end of the third period. And it was Ortega finishing then from the line. He hit 6 of 8 to go with two field goals. He was also in double figures then with 10. So the Eagles from Sandpoint, they'll be playing tomorrow against either Minto or King Cove. That game coming up next as the King Cove T-Jacks will take on Minto here in 33 minutes they have on the scoreboard. So we'll be back in 33 minutes. We'll pick you up on the conference call, Austin. So if you could call in on the conference call, we should be good there.